Do you think because the Jews did not have their country, you were the wandering Jews, it was easy to dismiss, and here in the United States, here are the people who are the ones who liberated you, but they were also the ones who were very slow to embrace what was happening. That because if you had Israel as a country, and it had to be dealt with as a country, then the plight of the Jews would have been different.
Absolutely. And that is something else that I am very much committed to. Israel is our security. Had Israel existed during World War II, during the years 1930s through 45, had we had a place to go, had we had a rescue that would take us in as people who belong to that land, in all Jewish history, in all Jewish religious services, and amongst people who aren't religious, Israel has always been at the very top of our consciousness. A Jew always prays to the safety of Jerusalem. It was a nation at one time, and through the history as it happened, Jerusalem was destroyed. We were at the mercy of other countries. They could invite us in, they needed workers, or for whatever reason, and kick us out, and we would go somewhere else. All over the world, there are Jewish synagogues, places of worship, and Jewish history tied in, and wherever Jews have been, they took the culture of that country and influenced their ways of life. That is true of food. I'm often asked, what is the Jewish food? I say, well, it depends where you lived, Eastern Europe, or perhaps in Iraq or Iran or somewhere else. Different countries have made an influence, but we are steadfast about our own identity.
Right. And if Israel had been a state back through all this, you would have had a government who was speaking out for you at all times, and you just didn't have that.
That's right. Speaking out, yes, and also acting on our behalf. What I often tell the veterans, why I consider them so important in my life and our lives, there have been conferences, as they are now, usually in lovely places like somewhere in Geneva, and they discuss things and this and that. But you know, who liberated us? Soldiers. Sad, but true. In an ideal, utopian world, we could sit and discuss our differences and come to an agreement. But that's not where we are. And I think that Israel's strength as a country is very important. It's important to the United States to have an ally that part of the world. And it's very important for a number of reasons for Jewish people, no matter where we are. I'm an American, and I cherish being here, living in this country, and my children. My great revenge against Hitler, my children and my grandchildren, are Americans. Judaism is our religion, but we have a close tie to the state of Israel, and many of us see the importance of it.
Yeah.